Hindu extremists move to stop believers from celebrating Christ's birth. A Bible translation group urges thinking outside the box this Christmas. And a radio station in Mongolia rejoices in the hope of Jesus with their listeners. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Labeled a massacre by the European Union, violent attacks against Christians in Orissa State could have escalated further. Open Doors' Carl Muller urges Christians worldwide to pray for believers in India. Hindu extremists had called for a statewide shutdown tomorrow.
The Christians will not stop celebrating Christmas on December 25th. And if they do, this ban would be used as a pretext for increased violence against the Christian community in response.
Believers can take action on behalf of persecuted Christians by contacting both the political and federal leaders of India.
In doing so, they can create a spotlight on what is, by all accounts, one of the most horrific examples of religicide going on in the world today.
So far, state governments have turned their back on persecution victims. Mueller emphasizes the need for voices for the voiceless.
We need to take up their cause in prayer and in action so that Christians all around the world, maybe next year, can celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus freely.
Next, in Iran, Christians make up less than 0.5% of the population. Sharia law has taken its toll on the church.
Many Christians in Iran find it to be very difficult, and we're fortunate that we can bring them the good news of Jesus, not just that he was born 2,000 years or so ago, but also that he's alive today.
Sat7's David Harder says, despite the brutality faced by Christians, the church is growing.
For many people, not only in Iran, but also in Afghanistan and even in Tajikistan, where they speak Farsi derivative languages, some people are using the broadcasts as their only church service. They will actually gather regularly to watch the program.
Without a safe place to practice or share their faith, believers have been forced underground. Sat7 Pars is one avenue they're relying on for teaching. Harder says prayer support is most needed because
often the Christians in Iran feel very isolated, very alone. So pray that the Christians in Iran would be encouraged. They would feel that they're not alone by watching Christian television and radio and other means. They can also pray for more freedom for the churches that are there.
You're listening to Mission Network News. A young woman faces anywhere from 4 years imprisonment to the death penalty if convicted of blasphemy charges in Pakistan. Voice of the Martyrs reports she and her father were zealously spreading the gospel in their village before they were arrested on October 9th. Local mosques broadcast messages over loudspeakers accusing Christians of disgracing the Quran, inciting a mob to attack them and burn their homes. Next, in the midst of holiday consumerism, you can give more meaningful gifts. World Bible Translation Center's Eric Fellman says you can help spread the gospel by donating Bibles through the Christmas Bible catalog at WBTC.com.
Just simply offers the opportunity for your family and your friends to say, instead of giving you this big present, I'm going to give a gift of Bibles. It's $5 a Bible delivered anywhere in the world to the various languages that we list. And you can give that in honor of and in name of the person that you were going to go out and buy something else they didn't need.
Bibles are available in Arabic, Spanish, English, Chinese, as well as languages spoken in India, Eastern Europe, and Southeast Asia. The Bibles have a huge impact on those who have never before heard the gospel.
It's just the thought that at this moment, perhaps a rethinking of all of the extravagance we foist on ourselves ought to be done at giving the gospel to others.
And a Christian radio station in the capital of Mongolia will hold a special program Christmas Day. Wind FM, a partner of Far East Broadcasting Company, will present the Christmas Story, a children's choir with a nationally renowned singer, and a gospel message from a local pastor. Four area radio stations are airing programs on the life of Christ, and local churches are following up with literature distribution. Pray that many Mongolians will hear the gospel and respond. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be sent daily to your personal email address. Go to missionnetworknews.org, fill in your email address at the bottom, and we'll send you up-to-date mission news every day. I'm Greg Yoder.